Jonathan Bittner grew up in a military family in every sense of the phrase. His father, uncles, and even his great-grandfather have protected our country since World War I. So as Jonathan matured, his focus was always on joining the service. And as he enlisted in the Army, he was about to fulfill his childhood ambition.
It was a dream come true. One of the greatest feelings of my life, you know, going through 9 weeks of basic training, and then when you graduate, it finally hits you that this is what I've dreamed of, and here I've accomplished it.
With the conflict raging in the Middle East, Jonathan set off for Afghanistan in December of 2007, not knowing what was in store for him.
It's a big reality check, and you have this, you know, this fantasy in your head of what it's like. But then once you get there, you know, reality really sinks in.
And that reality was working in one of the toughest jobs in the Army and seeing the consequences of war daily.
My duty was to guard the chaplain. Chaplains cannot carry weapons. It's against the Geneva Convention. So they paired me up with the chaplain as his protection and support. He was responsible for visiting every base that our battalion was stationed at. Other duties that I did consisted of visiting the wounded up in the hospitals, being responsible for setting up memorial ceremonies for our soldiers that were killed in action, and also spending time with those soldiers during the last couple minutes of their life.
As a 20-year-old in Afghanistan, Jonathan persevered through the loss of life and anguish with courage and bravery as he diligently performed his duty of counseling grieving soldiers. But in the darkness of night, he wrestled with his own despair.
When reality hits, it started with me after the first time that I actually saw what war and what combat was like, and thinking, you know, we're all going to make it out of here alive. One of the things I had a hard time, you know, coming to grips with was, you know, how somebody could be alive 1 minute and then the next they're gone. Now, that's hard to come to terms with. I look back at pictures of, you know, friends that I lost, and you know, the last times that we spent together, and not having a realization that that was going to be the last time I would ever talk to them.
Jonathan made it through his deployment. But as he arrived home, he began to realize that even though he had left Afghanistan, it might never leave him.
I had trouble with nightmares and sleeping. I thought it was all personal problems that I could deal with on my own. So I try to keep myself distracted the best way possible. I used alcohol as a big way for me to deal with everything that I had gone through. Now, I try to keep everything quiet to myself, not let my family know or friends know what I had gone through and the things that I've seen. Certain friends that I've had started saying, you know, you're different. You have some issues. We don't know what's going on. That's when it was kind of a wake-up call for me where, you know, I couldn't focus on anything.
With the recognition of his post-traumatic stress disorder, Jonathan set out to make a change.
The first step of that change was I got enrolled down at the Montgomery County Vet Center in Norristown and had weekly therapy sessions with a therapist down there. I had gone there for about a year until my therapist down there said, "There's nothing more I can do for you." I was still in a really rough spot in my life. So I went to an inpatient PTSD program down at the Coatesville VA Medical Center, which really helped me improve my life even more. I spent about a year off and on over a three-year period down there in inpatient treatment, learning about how to deal with these issues that I had, how to get my life back to some kind of normalcy.
The sun keeps shining every new morning.
Jonathan dealt with his PTSD with those therapists and eventually a therapy dog. But one night, in desperate need of someone to talk to, he called Heather, a woman whose charity would help to change his life.
A little over a year ago, I was going through a very personal tragedy, so she was able to talk me through some difficult things. And with her, she didn't just, once she hung up the phone, that was the end of the relationship. You know, that relationship grew to a new family that I have now.
Our veterans tend to keep things inside. It's very difficult for them to reach out and ask for help. And I try to make that as easy as possible for them, you know, to let them know that asking for help is a sign of strength. Once I make a connection with that veteran, I don't help them just once and then say, okay, good luck with that. And they become part of my family.
Operation Ward 57 helps returning veterans in many ways. But the fight against PTSD is very personal to Heather and her son, Luke.
PTSD hits me because it's the injury that nobody can see. Those are the guys that need help. If they don't tell anybody, nobody's going to know about it because you can't see it on the outside.
22 veterans a day are taking their own lives due to post-traumatic stress disorder. It's unacceptable. We need to do whatever we can to turn that number into zero. These men and women go overseas, and what they see and what they do, we don't know. We can't comprehend that, you know. We're going to the mall and shopping, and they're fighting a war. It's up to us to make sure that when they come home, they are taken care of to the best of our ability.
And in Ward 57, Jonathan has found a passion as well, giving back to those with whom he shares a bond.
A lot of the issues never leave, but you know, it helps you realize that you're not broken. I think a lot of people in the community and even within the veteran community who have, you know, whether it's PTSD, depression, anxiety issues, or even amputees, they have this feeling that they're broken. And, you know, they've lost their motivation in life. They've lost what their goals are in life and what their dreams are just because of that feeling that you're broken. But once you start giving back to other veterans, then you realize that we're not the ones who are broken. You know, it just makes us stronger and stronger as days go by. As for me personally, it's just been a way for me to, you know, set new priorities in my life. You know, have something else that I can look forward to in life instead of just dwelling on what happened in the past.